Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation, the 13th chapter. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's. Its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed, and the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And the authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all who dwell on earth will worship it, everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be slain with the sword must he be slain. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's good to see faces in the chapel, and especially our special guests here for mission orientation, as well as those tuning in online. Well, our text for this morning is continuing of those difficult and challenging words of John's revelation. As we unpack that, perhaps as also in any little homily, we're never going to get to scratch it very deeply, but I do encourage you to pull out the Concordia Commentary by Dr. Louis Brighton by Concordia Publishing House, one of my favorite professors, as he really unpacks this for you and really pours out and sees how this is really all gospel for you and for me. But if you've come here for your beginning of mission orientation or listening online to get a real good story that how easy it's going to be, well, I think it's going to be ruined. God reminds us through John that there is a beast, the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh seeking to devour you. He does not want you to go to that mission field where God has called you to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. He does not want any of us to survive and to continue in the hope and faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there are 2 points in our text before us about this beast. One is he receives his power from the devil and serves the devil's purposes, and he's a very powerful enemy of Christ's church. But he will not be able to do any permanent damage to the elect, you and me and all believers who have our name written in the book of life, the elect. This vision reinforces the overall message of John's revelation as recorded. The church has many enemies who will try to destroy it, but God will keep his elect safe in the midst of all danger and tragedy. Well, the identity of this beast is not as simple to determine, yet we do find a clear message to you and to me as a message of comfort and hope for a persecuted and suffering church. It seems that most of the early readers would have associated this beast with the imperial government of Rome, who was totally destroying the Christian church, utter persecution, fear, and death. But the bottom line is that this beast represents any enemy that makes our life miserable as Christians and seeks to destroy us and cause us to lose our faith in Jesus, the Lamb of God. The imagery of Revelation of John is often the imagery of the Old Testament, and one immediately thinks of the prophet Daniel in the 7th chapter, where he talks about the four beasts and the four kingdoms. Well, this text includes the evil and persecution of Rome. The beast in our text represents and symbolizes every human authority and everything in human nature that the dragon can corrupt and control and use in warfare against the church of Christ and her seed, you and me. This means political, governmental, social, economical, philosophical, and education systems, as well as individuals. No entity or person will exhaust what the beast signifies. What the beast signifies will be the worldwide at all times until Christ returns. And it will work to destroy the hope that is within us. That's what the devil, the beast, is all about. The powerful and fearsome tyranny of this beast is admired and awed by the human race in our text. When we place our hope and trust in human institutions, leaders, politicians, our own feelings and our own strength, we are idolizing them. It is idolatry. It is blasphemy. This temptation to look to the creation, to institutions, to people for help and rescue is ever present. But this trust leads to nothing but despair and hopelessness because they can't and never will deliver what they promise. We must resist the temptations to look to anywhere but Christ for our hope and salvation, our strength. And as you prepare to go to the mission field, you can't look into your own inner self or look for any government agency or this secure, great OIM staff who will support you in your mission, but must ever cling to Christ and His Word for your strength and your hope. Because we as Christians are not spectators, but will also suffer as we never worship the beast. Christians will suffer oppression and even martyrdom as we must obey God rather than men. We will be isolated and tormented to no end in this church militant until Christ's triumphant return. And we are to be delivered into the church triumphant. Yet we are promised that you will not perish. We will not perish. Our names are written in the book of the life of the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. We will never be removed from the heart and gracious care of our God. The book of life symbolizes the names of God's saints, you, me, and all believers that are written in the heart of God. We belong to Him because of the Lamb and His victory. God's plan of salvation was to send His only Son, Jesus the Christ, to save us from our sins. As John the baptizing one proclaimed as he pointed to Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is your Savior, the sacrificial Lamb who shed His blood on the cross to redeem us lost and condemned creatures. That is the comfort for you and for me, no matter what beast we face. And yet, while we do truly walk in the valley of the shadow of death, God has redeemed us and made us His children. In your baptism, God made you His child. He called you by name. He gives you the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So during these difficult and challenging times today, but also that you will face in the future as missionaries of Christ, cling to your baptism. We will often be tempted to be afraid when we contemplate the power of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, this beast described in our text. We feel helpless and powerless. The world admires the power and prestige and does not even ask if that power is used for good or evil. They just stand in awe of this power. But when that power is turned on us as Christians in the Church of God, we cannot expect to find sympathy from our worldly neighbors. The devil and the world think and hope for a total defeat of Christ and His church. They really do hope that Jesus and you are canceled, and all of His followers. Through the prophecies in John's Revelation, God assures us that this will not happen. He also warns us that we will face times when the outlook for us and the church will seem hopeless, and that the devil seems to be gaining the victory. But God assures us that the attempts of the annihilation of Christianity and your faith will come to nothing. Our text makes it clear that we as God's people are not to expect complete deliverance in this church militant until the end of the world, when the Lamb of God returns on the last day to bring us and all believers to Him in eternal glory. My friends, you will be marginalized. You will be declared unloving, narrow-minded by the unbelieving world. You will be tempted to give in to social pressures, to deny your Lord and His word. Yet our text reminds us that the victories of the devil will not be total or final. In the end, the victory belongs to Christ and His church. God reminds us as a suffering people that in the midst of the calamities that seem to be overtaking us, He will not forget us. We are assured that we have been elected and predestined to everlasting life. Jesus, the Lamb of God, has overcome the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. He shed His holy, precious blood to redeem you. So in patience and in faith, we live in this sin-sick world, knowing that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. In patience and faith, we cling to our baptism. In patience and faith, we come to the Lord's Supper to receive the very body and blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away our sins and gives us life and salvation. So, dear missionaries and friends who are watching online, all Christians and brothers, rejoice. The beast may seem very scary and horrible, but your name is written in the book of life by the grace of God for Christ's sake. Amen. Now may this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.